Hello, and welcome to episode 16 of the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. This episode is a breaking edition of the podcast, and it covers an important and timely audit issue that has just cropped up for sleep providers. If you offer sleep equipment and supplies, you want to listen.
Medicare claims audits are always a scary topic to talk about, and just in time for Halloween, the HHS-OIG has updated its work plan with something that'll probably send chills down the spines of sleep equipment providers everywhere. Here to talk about this is Wayne Van Halem. Wayne's the president and founder of audit consulting firm, the Van Halem Group. Wayne, how you doing?
I'm doing great, David. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast. What has the HHS added to its work plan?
Sure. So as of yesterday, which is October 16th, the OIG added a audit that's entitled Supplier Compliance with Medicare Requirements for Replacement PAP Supplies, which is something very similar that they did back in 2018, which had pretty significant results for our industry. I mean, it looks like as a result of that review and what happened there, they're now redoing it again with expected timeframes between the end of 2019 and a expected issue date in 2020.
And what they did in June 2018 was massive. They said that most Medicare claims didn't meet Medicare requirements, and it was something like $600 million in overpayments. Is that what they said?
Yeah, it was significant. They took a relatively small sample of claims for replacement PAP supplies. They audited them. They only looked at 110 claims. They found that 86 of the 110 did not meet Medicare requirements. And as a result of that, they extrapolated the overpayment and estimated that CMS overpaid $631.3 million for PAP replacement supplies. Caught up in that were a number of suppliers who were part of that those 110 claims, and the ones that had claims denied then received notices from CMS through the contractor that they were now required to perform a six-year look-back audit, which is really significant and challenging for a lot of suppliers out there.
Geez, Louise, this 6 year look back, this is a big deal, right? I imagine that your clients probably have seen some serious, claims getting caught up in this review.
Yeah, it's really intense, and what the OIG is. Every report that the OIG is now releasing has this language in there that requires CMS to alert the contractors to have the suppliers do a six-year look back. And what it means is that the supplier, and this is based upon the rule written in the Affordable Care Act, has to go back and show CMS they either looked at 100% of their claims for PAP replacement supplies for the previous 6 years, or they have to do some sampling design and methodology, identify a random sample of claims, audit them, and then extrapolate the results of them, all of which requires the expert skills of a statistician. So all of these companies receive these letters and ended up having to go through this process, which turned into months-long process. It's expensive because, you know, the recommendation was that you had to engage counsel to do it. In many cases, we were engaged to perform the audit, our statisticians engaged to do the sampling, all of which costs money. But then in addition to that, if we identify claims did not meet the guidelines that the OIG set forth in their review and what they looked at and what the Medicare policy has, then it was deemed an overpayment and they had to refund that money. So we had clients that, you know, overpayments that ranged anywhere, you know, and this was anywhere from small mom and pop companies all the way up to large national companies. And the overpayments range anywhere from $30,000, up to, you know, $1 million. So really significant impacts that it had on those suppliers that caught up with them, that got caught up in it.
Oh, man. So So the HHS has added this to its work plan. What happens when a provider gets one of these letters? What do they need to do?
So this is so important, because what will likely happen is that you might just get a request from the OIG for documentation to support one claim. And you might think, oh, it's just one claim. Here's the documentation. We're going to send it in. That's probably what many of the suppliers that caught up in this first report thought as well. But turns out that one claim, if it gets denied, will then lead to you having to perform one of these six-year lookbacks and perhaps refunding a significant amount of money to the government. So it's really very, very important to know specifically what it is that they're requesting, know what it is that they're looking for, and that you provide everything that they're asking, because they don't generally come back and ask for more information. They don't come back and give you a second chance. They don't offer you any option to perhaps explain your documentation to them. So it's so important that you essentially give them everything so that you pass this one claim on it, because if you don't, the consequences can be pretty significant for you. So, you know, I also highly recommend that they, you know, take a look at their current PAP claims, even if they didn't get caught up in that first round, knowing that this can happen and the impact it has on companies. They really need to do their due diligence and perform some, you know, audits of their claims to make sure that they are following appropriate protocols. So test themselves to see. That's really, really important because of the intensity of this action.
Gotcha. This sounds like kind of a trick or trick kind of situation. There's really no
trick.
Okay. So if providers want to find out more about the kind of help that they can get from, the Van Halen Group, what should they do? What's your web address and what's your telephone number?
Yeah, sure. Our web address is vanhalengroup.com, and our phone number is 404-343-1815. Just reach out to us and we'll be happy to go through it in more detail with them and how we can certainly help get them prepared to avoid any major consequences of this.
Got it. All right. Well, Wayne, thanks very much for your time. And also to all the readers out there, we did do a deep dive into six-year lookbacks. It's called A Game Plan for Six-Year Lookbacks. You can find it in the October issue of the print edition of HME Business, or you can find it on the web website under the features, or you can always go to the audit section under Hot Topics, and that's at hme-business.com. Again, that's hme-business.com. Again, Wayne, thanks very much.
My pleasure, David. Thank you.
Thanks again to Wayne for bringing this important development to the fore and sharing his expertise. We will continue to monitor the issue and provide everyone out there in the audience with ongoing audit education. That'll close things up for episode 16. Remember, if you want to stay on top of audit issues like this one and everything else that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com. Again, that's hme-business.com. And subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there as well. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine at the website. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. And let's not forget this podcast. If you haven't, please don't forget to rate and review the HME Business podcast. And if you haven't, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening, and we'll keep posting. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's Post Acute News. Or you can hit me up by email at dkopf@1105media.com. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening, and goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.